This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Childbirth should be painful, painless, completely forgotten, fully remembered, natural, surgical, experienced at home, and experienced in a hospital. At one time or another, each of those has been regarded as true, and that spectrum of truisms gives Randi Hutter Epstein plenty to write about in her new book on the subject. It's called Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. Randi Hutter Epstein is a journalist and an MD, and she joins us from New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Is it fair to say that the overarching theme of Get Me Out is that the process of facilitating childbirth has been one generally of displacement of women by men and midwives by doctors?
No, actually, I look at it as, well, two themes. One is, I thought when I started the book that driving ourselves crazy over conflicting advice is something that just baby boomers do, but actually, we've driven ourselves crazy and been bombarded with conflicting advice for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I think the other theme is, we've always driven ourselves crazy to try to figure out how to have this perfect baby. We're trying to control the uncontrollable. And in terms of doctors and midwives, I think we women have a history of being a feisty bunch. So we've actually pushed and asked for lots of things, too. Some good, some bad.
Now, there are people in this story who made great advances and yet are still very hard to admire for a variety of reasons. Starting with the Chamberlains, who made a great advance and then managed to keep it secret from the rest of the world.
Yes, the Chamberlain family came to England from France in the late 1500s with a forceps. Now, there were forceps before, but they kind of ripped the baby out and did all sorts of gruesome things. The Chamberlains claimed to have a forceps that could help get the baby out, the ones that were stuck, gently, without harming the mother or the baby. But they wanted to capture that market, so they hid their forceps from anyone, even from the woman giving birth, as if she was going to be taking notes and trying to figure out what that forceps was and make her own afterwards.
It's that they wanted to make childbirth safer for their patients only. They didn't care about anyone else.
And they wanted to be the doctors of royalty, too, and they won. They got that.
Another, at best, questionable character is Dr. J. Marion Sims.
Oh, yes. He's actually a much more controversial figure among historians today. What the Chamberlains did sounds really appalling to us now, but really, that's what all doctors do. They were competitive, they had new things, they didn't share information. Sims is the doctor who is renowned for figuring out how to cure vaginal fistulas, tears in the vaginal wall, which is absolutely wonderful. You know, thousands and thousands of lives have been saved. The part of the story that he always liked to bury when he came north from the south was that he figured out his remedy by practicing on slave women that he bought and stitching them up over and over and over again.
Using them as lab
subjects, as
guinea pigs. Yes. Another dubious contribution to the history of childbirth, the development of twilight sleep.
Oh, yes. And that's where women come into play. That's where we can say this was not doctors saying you have to have this concoction of drugs. This was a group of wealthy women who read in a magazine that there were women in the 1910s in Europe that went into the hospital, and the next thing they knew, the doctor was handing them their baby. They were knocked out. They didn't remember, as they say, a whit about the experience, and isn't that wonderful? What the articles that were in women's magazines forgot to include, or intentionally omitted, was that the way these drugs worked, you became a little delirious and were kicking and screaming, so you had to be strapped down and gagged and tied to the bed so you wouldn't roll out, but you didn't remember any of that.
Yeah, this raises, as you note, the interesting philosophical question. If you don't remember the pain at all, what then is pain?
Well, that's exactly what I write in the book. I mean, doctors who knew better were saying this is not pain-free birth. And the women were saying, well, I don't remember the pain. So to me, it was pain-free. So it is this philosophical question.
Class has much to do with this.
Has everything to do with it.
When you're writing about the advent of the C-section as not just a medical necessity, it's all summed up in the title of a paper that you cite in 1908 by Dr. Franklin Newell of Harvard. The title of his article, advocating more cesareans for women, was The Effect of Over-Civilization on Maternity. Who were the over-civilized?
The over-civilized were wealthy women who spent their time indoors, stressing out over their children, dragging them from one activity to another. I'm not talking now. I'm talking about the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. And he felt that they just were not as sturdy and hardy as those poor women in the fields who were able to get out and have exercise and give birth easily. So yeah. He just felt we ruined our bodies.
Yeah, the argument was that poor women, working women, rural women might be able to give childbirth the old-fashioned way, but over-civilized women, educated, urban, upper-middle-class women, are just too fragile to push.
Right, and they had scientists saying, and not only was their lifestyle, but the more bookish they became, the more those reproductive energies were being sucked up into their brain. So they just didn't have the energy to do it all.
I assume these studies, for you as an MD, imbue you with some modesty about medical wisdom down through the years.
Oh, and you can look at things. I mean, we can laugh about what they said then, but it's not that long ago that when we were picking sperm and egg for IVF that we said, gosh, that sperm, he's swimming fast and straight. He's the one. And now there are studies emerging saying, no, the kind of loserish, crooked ones might be the ones that are best to make the baby. So, you know, someone's going to be laughing at us probably 50 years from now.
Where are we at right now, by the way? What is the in approach to childbirth? Are we post Lamaze? What are women doing?
Like to call today the era of extremism, because I think where we are now is, and I've interviewed, oh gosh, it feels like I've interviewed hundreds of women, but I've spoken to women who will say, because of everything we know and I'm so informed, I want all natural, I want to be at home or in a hospital that looks like a home, and this is going to be this wonderful, cherishable experience. And I've spoken to an equal amount of women who have said, you know what, we've perfected the drugs. We're beyond twilight sleep. Get me in a hospital. Get me as many drugs. I really look forward to motherhood, but I don't really need this childbirth experience. So I think among informed women, we're really at polar extremes.
Randi Hutter-Epstein, author of Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. Thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.